This is Ted Kennedy. Congress comes back into session tomorrow after the summer recess, and high on the agenda is the investigation of the so-called 1980 October surprise. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, with Congress back in session tomorrow, one of the big issues on the radar screen is the formal investigation ordered by the Senate and the House leadership with respect to the 1980 October surprise. Whether William Casey and other high officials of the Reagan-Bush presidential campaign team in 1980 made a secret, shameful deal with the Ayatollah Khomeini to delay release of our hostages until after the election in return for arms sales to Iran. Reagan was elected president. The hostages were released on the very day of his inauguration. Arms shipments immediately began flowing to Iran. Those facts we know, Al. Evidence of a deal is weak so far, but the allegations are serious, and they've been festering for months. A full and fair investigation is not just needed, Al. It's long overdue.
Who do you really think you're kidding, Ted? The entire nation, Democrat and Republican alike, can see right through this political rehash of a dead fish issue. It's pure party politics at its ugliest. Is this really the best you can do? Next, you'll be claiming that Bill Casey, ex-CIA director, died on purpose just to avoid testifying before Congress. Spare us all. And if 12 years is not too long to bring charges, maybe we should go back 30 years and have ourselves a new look at the Bay of Pigs invasion. In 1922, journalist Walter Lippmann said it best when he called congressional investigations legalized atrocities in which congressmen, starved of their legitimate food for thought, go on a wild and feverish manhunt and do not stop at cannibalism. Well, Ted, bon appetit. Don't gag. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.